पेज 508, 508. सो वी हैव रेड द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द फर्स्ट मैडोना, द मदर ऑफ ग्रीफ डिवाइन, एंड वी हैव ऑल्सो रेड हाउ द ह्यूमन नेचर, ह्यूमन ईगो रिस्पॉन्ड्स टू हर फोर्स. सो नाउ वी कंटिन्यू फर्दर. 508 ऑन past she, third line. On past she in her spirit's upward route. So Savitri is now passing further. So she has met the Madonna of suffering, mother of grief divine, who helps us to bear all the pain and suffering and endure it. She cannot change it. She cannot win the victory of God, but she can help us to go through the process. So she has a great role. All the pain and suffering that we see upon earth. But then Savitri goes further. And then there is a description of the Madonna, mother of might divine, Durga, Kali. So that is the description. But first he describes the atmosphere and the place where she meets her. An ardent grandeur climbed mid ferns and rocks. So actually ferns and rocks, this is a description typically of the hilly terrains. So she is passing through the hilly terrains, Parvat Vasini, and there she sees a spirit of grandeur. An ardent grandeur climbed mid ferns and rocks, a quiet wind flattered the heart to warmth. As soon as she goes there, she starts feeling a sense of warmth from the winds. A finer perfume breathed from slender trees. So what a beautiful description. Each Madonna, we see a corresponding description. So here it is, mother of might divine. So there, as Savitri enters, she experiences all beautiful grew, subtle and high and strange, strange to the earthly nature. Here, on a boulder carved like a huge throne, because she is mother of might, so she is sitting on a huge boulder which is carved like a throne. A woman sat in gold and purple sheen. Purple is the sign of royalty. Wherever we see purple means she is sitting like a Raj Rajeshwari, like a queen who commands, or the chieftain of an army. And gold, of course, is the divine power which she holds with her. Armed with the trident and the thunderbolt, her feet upon a couchant lion's back. So lion, the power of protection, is right below her feet. Most of the time, she doesn't have to fight. The lion's roar is enough to send terror in the heart of the enemies. We know what happened during 62 war. So, Chinese had invaded so far, almost up to Jorhat, Tejpur they had come. And mother is inspiring the Indian army to resist. Army is ready, but there is no political will. Then, this is my understanding, the lion roared. And the Chinese went back for no reason. Outwardly, there is no apparent reason why they went back. After coming so far as to Tejpur, they could have gone and entered the Chicken Neck. There was hardly much resistance, but they go back. So they must have somewhere in their inner being heard the lion's roar. A formidable smile curved round her lips. Now see, he is describing the smile. So there is the smile, when you see that pain and smile of sadness, it wants to give hope, but it is also filled with compassion, sympathy that we saw in Mother of Grief Divine. She smiles, but knowing the sadness of earthly life and the compassion, saying all will be well. But with the Mother of Might, the smile is formidable. As if before her smile, the horde of army, the horde of Rakshasas and Asuras will themselves be shocked that what is this smile of confidence? Formidable. Heaven fire laughed in the corners of her eyes. Her body a mass of courage and heavenly strength. I haven't heard such a wonderful description of Mother Durga. So, mass, her body is describing mass of courage and heavenly strength. She menaced the triumph of the neither gods. That neither gods who were the gods of the Patal Lok, subconscient, who were climbing up to heaven. Heaven here means occupying human mind, throwing darkness, dark thoughts, dark feelings. She menaces them. They get terrorized. What is this light? Thunderbolt, Trishul, and they start running away into their Patal Lok. A halo of lightnings flamed around her head, and sovereignty, a great cestus, zoned her robe. Looking at her, they felt she is some great royal queen. So they can't stand before her. Her command is enough to throw the army back. And majesty and victory sat with her. So we see, whenever Mother Durga, on one side is Kartike, the other side is Lord Ganesh. So one who removes all obstacles with knowledge, majesty, and the other, Kartike, is the power of victory. So he is on the peacock. Peacock is the bird of victory. So majesty and victory are already sitting by her side. They have to go where she goes. There is no chance for anyone. Guarding in the wide cosmic battlefield against the flat equality of death. So what does death do? Death does not give any consideration whether you are a person who is inwardly developed, somebody who is sadhunam, somebody who is a holy person, somebody who is a doer of good deeds. No, it flattens everybody. It has got that power. So she enters into that cosmic battlefield. Otherwise, imagine, death can overtake everything. But it cannot, because Mother Durga is there. She allows him to take what belongs to him. But to the devotee, to the bhakta, and the all-leveling insurgent knight, the hierarchy of the ordered powers, the high changeless values, the peaked eminences, the privileged aristocracy of truth. So she brings all this hierarchy of the order powers, all the great gods, they come together in her. They are the hierarchy of all the cosmic powers. The high changeless values, values which will not change because of fear or any danger, they will remain steady. The peaked eminences, the privileged aristocracy of truth. What a beautiful line. Aristocracy, nobility is nothing to do with money outwardly. It has to do with truth. One who carries truth within his heart, and that's what we see in our stories. When Bhishma goes to fight Parshuram and he says that I am on a chariot, so I will come down. He says, no, no, don't be mistaken. I am also on a chariot. You cannot see it. Same with Rama. Ravana is coming on a chariot. All the wealth in the world. But Rama is barefoot. So everybody tells him, this is an unequal fight. He says, no, no, no. This is called aristocracy. Nobility that comes by living in truth and the power that comes from that. And in the governing ideal sun. So these are beings who are her vibhutis. They will not forsake the ideal, whatever it be. So ideal sun, the triumvirate of wisdom, love and bliss. So she carries in her heart love of the mother, wisdom and ananda, and she is the mother of strength. Triumvirate, the threefold, the three things that make us truly what we can call as manhood, the three great powers. And the sole autocracy of the absolute light. She is that light which is powerful over all darkness. So, autocracy. Autocrats who will not listen to anybody. But here, she is not the autocracy of darkness. It is the autocracy of light. When Mother was asked, somebody had come from outside, from the Western sphere. So, they asked Mother, Mother, are you a dictator? Because everybody was obeying Mother. Mother says so, we must do it. Mother says so. So they cannot understand that why they should obey. We must follow our own nature. So he couldn't resist. He asked. So some people were around felt a bit annoyed. But Mother stopped them. She says, well, if you like the divine, then she speaks about divine. The divine is a benevolent dictator. Benevolent. He understands. He is compassionate. He gives you freedom. But ultimately, his will be done. So that's the autocracy of light. Whichever way you may go, ultimately that light will prevail. And the sole autocracy of the absolute light, August on her seat in the inner world of mind, where she is sitting. We can't meet her in the surface world. In surface world, we will see her action. But in the inner mind, when we withdraw from the surface consciousness, then we can meet her. The mother of light, the mother of might, look down on passing things. Listen to the advancing tread of time. You can imagine the tread of time, like the big waves rising, and she is above it and seeing it, and seeing along with it mankind march. Saw the irresistible wheeling of the suns. So time means the entire cosmos is moving, and she is guarding over the wheeling of the suns. And heard the thunder of the march of God. Amid the swaying forces in their strife, sovereign was her word of luminous command. So she commands, and the gods, the titans, everybody is compelled to obey. Sovereign was her command, luminous command. Her speech, like a war cry, rang, or a pilgrim chant. So when she spoke, it was either to fill men's heart with courage that comes from standing on the soil of truth and dharma. Or another aspect of dharma is we are undertaking the great ascent, and in that ascent we require another kind of courage. So pilgrim chant, you see, it's not easy to undertake the inner journey, inner pilgrimage, or even outer pilgrimage. So what do people do when they are climbing the mountains? Now you have vehicle, everything. But earlier days, people had to walk. So how do you walk? It's not easy. So one is you go in group, so that each one encourages each other. Sangham. And along with that, Jai Mata Di, Jai Mata Di, or Om Namah Shivaya. So it is bringing courage. Name of God. So this is how she was inspiring courage in those who were undertaking a difficult pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is the inner pilgrimage. A charm restoring hope in failing hearts. So when people are trying to fall back, running away because of danger, difficulty, because when they will look at her, they will say, doesn't matter, we will undertake. Like when in our ashram, in our Sri Aurobindo circles, there are moments which are very difficult. Everybody goes through difficult moments, sometimes even dangerous moments. What sustains us? Mother's smile, charm. When we look at her, it is everything we can go through. So, charm, restoring hope in failing hearts, aspired the harmony of her Pusa voice. Pusa is powerful, powerful voice. And yet, this powerful voice is harmonious, sweet strains. It's not a powerful voice which is discordant, but powerful and harmonious voice. So what does she say? Now she introduces herself, who she is and her powers, and through these words Sri Aurobindo is introducing us to the mother of might. O Savitri, I am thy secret soul. And all these powers are there in our soul. So the Sahan Shakti, the ability to bear all things, is in our soul. The mother of grief divine. That's why in the face of grief, soul strength is the best strength. Again, Mother Durga, the mother of might, the power, the courage that comes from within to fight and face all the difficulties of life. She is within us. And again, the mother of light, wisdom. So she is introducing herself to Savitri. I have come down into the human world and the movement watched by an unsleeping eye. She does not sleep. Shiva goes in trance, but Mother Durga is watching over. She does not sleep. So she is keeping a vigil because she is a warrior. She is a warrior, therefore she is keeping a vigil. And the dark contrariety of earth's fate and the battle of the bright and somber powers. So she is the one who is keeping a vigil, like the leader of the gods. And all the gods are following wherever she commands. I stand upon earth's paths of danger and grief and help the unfortunate and save the doomed. So first thing he is describing, that she is there, and those who are doomed, who feel there is nothing which can be done. That's why before any battle, see how Lord Rama invokes Mother Durga. How Arjun is asked to invoke Mother Durga before the Kurukshetra war. And even in the 1962 war, the mother speaks of it. Many of them felt there is a, who felt that there is Durga who has come. And some of them actually felt mother's face in the army of which was fighting. 71 war. This was 71 war. This second incident. They felt that it was the mother's face they were wearing, as if Durga had come over and overtaken the battle. So wherever, even in the state of doom. To the strong I bring the guerdon of their strength. Those who are strong, guerdon is when you win a victory, you have given the breastplate, like medals, honor, Veer Chakra, Param Veer Chakra. So she is the one because of which the strong can do impossible tasks. And they are given this breastplate, guerdon of their strength. To the weak I bring the armor of my force. But weak also, when they pray to her, she gives them the power to defend. Armor of my force. To men who long, I carry their coveted joy. She also gives joy to those who are seeking for joy, not pleasures, but joy, genuine, a good home, things which are make life happy, harmonious and happy. She brings them. I am fortune, justifying the great and wise. Those who are great and wise, she opens for them the doors of fortune. By the sanction of the plaudits of the crowd. Then trampling them with the armed heel of fate. She is the one who raises human beings to the level where the crowds, they applaud. But also, if they don't understand, if they become arrogant and egoistic, she tramples them under the heel of their fate. See how she intervened in Bangladesh war. But that gratitude is still to come, or even that understanding what she did. So then she even puts down, because one doesn't deserve. So she raises to what level because of her presence. There is the story of Napoleon in French Revolution. You see how Napoleon, like a victorious arm of God, that's how Sri Aurobindo describes, goes across Europe. But when he began to think, I am France and France is me, Sri Aurobindo says, Kali threw him aside. Because you can't, you have to remember, you have to become humble. It is the divine. And the moment he felt that and he discarded Josephine, his Shakti, we see that he was captured, put in prison. He died in a very incognito way. Otherwise, as long as he was open to the Shakti, what he could not do? My ear is lean to the cry of the oppressed. I topple down the thrones of tyrant kings. So we should stop saying that this person, that person gave us freedom. Tyrant kings. It was said that the sun of British Empire never sets. Today it is continuing to set. See now, England, even economy, everything is shrinking. Why? Because to my understanding, Sri Aurobindo had invoked Durga. See, his last document before he leaves Kolkata is Durga Strot. So he has invoked Durga. And if Durga has come, naturally Sri Aurobindo has invoked Durga. What empire can stand? So we still keep giving this person, that person credit. But it is Sri Aurobindo who had invoked Durga, and in the presence of Durga, tyrant kings, everybody ultimately goes into the background. You cannot stand. She has her own way. A cry comes from proscribed and hunted lives. Appeal to me against a pitiless world. A voice of the forsaken and desolate, and the lone prisoner in his dungeon cell. She is listening to her ears are tuned to the cry. Whose cry? Proscribed. Somebody who has been banished. Though he is a good person, yet he has been banished. See the Pandavas, banished. So that cry, their prayer reaches her from those who are oppressed. And then she does what is needed to be done. Last three lines, then we'll stop. Men hail in my coming the Almighty's force, or praise with thankful tears his Savior grace. So when I intervene, men understand somewhere in their depths and praise the Savior grace. I smite the titan who bestrides the world and slay the ogre in his blood-stained den. In his own den, she goes and slays the Rakshas. And see, we are seeing all this now happening all around. Nobody could have imagined when Sri Aurobindo says the partition must go and will go, that now Pakistan is breaking up. Nobody is understanding. Of course, people are trying to understand in different ways. But see, Mother has put the map of United India and Sri Aurobindo has spoken. So it is will be fulfilled. There is nothing to analyze it. I am Durga, goddess of the proud and strong, and Lakshmi, queen of the fair and fortunate. I wear the face of Kali. When I kill, I trample the corpses of the demon hordes. So this is the wonderful description. It will continue. We'll read it next time. Thank you.